open debate has been replaced by a virtual Big Brother, a world in which anyone who has an independent thought is silenced. Activists want to take a blowtorch to the pages of history. They want to incinerate the memory of people and events that don't suit their current agenda. And we've seen two examples in the past fortnight. A group of ratbags spraying graffiti on the Captain James Cook statues in Sydney's Hyde Park and at Randwick. And it doesn't stop there. Pop culture is under attack too. One of our most loved British comedies, Fawlty Towers, briefly came under attack. A streaming service owned by the BBC removed one episode, referencing the Germans during the war. Gee, I tell you what, the executives of some of these television stations, they're as weak as water, aren't they? John Cleese labelled the decision stupid, cowardly, gutless and contemptible. Well said. The episode, by the way, was reinstated 48 hours later. Thankfully, back here in Australia, we've got some good people leading the fight against this madness. Dr. Kevin Donnelly is the author of a politically correct dictionary and guide. You can buy his book on the web, kevindonnelly.com.au, kevindonnelly.com.au. The man himself is on the line. Morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Chris.
Gee, you get this book out about a week and a half ago, and look what's happened in the past 10 days. You've been warning about the dangers of political correctness for decades. I don't think I've seen larger examples than in the past 10 days to 2 weeks.
You're dead right. And I mean, I started writing about this about 25 years ago. And at the time I was in America, I picked up a little book about different words and phrases, politically correct words and phrases. And some of it was quite funny, you know, vertically challenged, horizontally challenged for, you know, people who were short or fat. But then when I got back to Australia, I realised Geoffrey Blainey had just been run out of Melbourne University for criticising or raising the issue of Asian immigration. And I started to think, well, let's look at what's happening in universities in particular. And I looked at the history of this, and it's frankly got so much worse over the last 20, 30 years. And the last couple of weeks really sums that up, as you have. I mean, we've got demonstrations now by young people who often don't know anything about history or the significance of Western culture. We've got university degrees, which are all about power deconstructing Shakespeare or Western culture. Mm. So it's a real worry in the sense that we don't have that independent argument anymore, that rational argument where people can be objective.
It's a one-sided indoctrination. You're so right. And they're becoming warriors for a very PC world. And that isn't the truth, Kevin. See, this is the problem. That isn't the truth. That isn't what objectivity should be about at university. It should be about making your own decisions, having your own opinions, no matter what those opinions are.
You're right. And I'm old enough to remember matriculation for year 12. And we were taught a subject called clear thinking. Back in the day, teachers would never try and impose or indoctrinate their students. We were taught by professionals who taught us how to think critically, weigh all the evidence, look at the different points of view, try and be rational, be logical. But now it's more about, as I said, this cultural left ideology where everything's about Western, you know, imperialism or white supremacism. I mean, I'll give you an example. A young Aboriginal girl in Darwin just last week, she was talking about Aboriginal people, obviously. But when she talked about Australia, she said, we live under a white supremacist capitalist patriarchy that has taught us homophobia, transphobia, taught us to be ableist, and taught us lateral violence. Now, I'm going to have to redo the dictionary, some of those words I'd never heard of. But when you've got young people talking like this, we've gone down the rabbit hole. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the current dictionary before you do change it. Heteronormative. Heteronormative. You and I are probably heteronormative, Kevin.
Well, you're probably a cis male. My wife, luckily, is a cis female. Now, that's to be guilty of heteronormativity, which means that you're happy with what you were born as, whether you're a boy or a girl. Now, this is all part of the gender war. You might remember Safe Schools, that radical program that went into schools around Australia a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They've been teaching primary and secondary school children that gender and sexuality are fluid and limitless, and you can decide whether you want to be LGBTQI or plus, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, or plus. They have a plus because it changes every week.
Man shaming.
Obviously, you know, when you look at the way radical feminists talk about language, there are so many examples there where the argument is that men are misogynist, yeah. Men are patriarchal. Yeah. It's always about men being the violent figure oppressing women. And there's a word for it, man-shaming.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to be a sook, but you're right. As part of this movement, it's the blokes have taken a caning. What about snowflakes?
Yep, that's a good one. I mean, I taught for 18 years, and when I was teaching, students were expected to be independent, resilient, you know, confident. Now, a lot of younger kids are snowflakes. Any pressure, any criticism, then they melt away. And that's why we have in universities now trigger warnings. So whenever they're going to do a history subject or read a novel, if they still read novels, that might have something politically incorrect, there's a trigger warning just to warn them so they're not upset. They have safe spaces as well. We're moving to a situation where young people don't have the resilience or the confidence to get on with it because they're so protected.
Yeah, very true. I couldn't agree more. And look, this book is a must read. It's by Dr. Kevin Donnelly, a Politically Correct Dictionary and Guide. Get a copy. You can go to his website, kevindonnelly.com.au. Great to have you on the program, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, 131873 if you'd like to comment. Boy, oh boy, there are some examples, aren't there?